Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by a great product here, and I just want to make sure that you have a chance to take a look at your food cravings and why you're having trouble losing weight, why your gut health is not good. But according to one guy, and we've talked about him before on the show, Dr. Gundry. According to one doctor in California, there is a way to fix all this. He believes that you could get a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry is a world-renowned heart surgeon who reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, low energy, in a short video he released to the public that's absolutely free. And when you can watch it right now, all you got to do is go to thenewgutfix.com/Dave, thenewgutfix.com/Dave. And what's even more fascinating is this video reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. The link will be in the description box if you're watching this on social media, thenewgutfix.com/Dave. Now, we have something revelatory here. This is really big. You don't see Milana on the tour. She's being pretty reclusive, but she is really pissed off. And you're going to see her statement. You're going to hear it, depending on your medium that you're accessing, as you'll either hear it or you hear it and you'll see it. It's, I just, I'm almost without words because she's been kind of MIA. And I think this whole thing in Butler, Pennsylvania really has her off her game, so to speak. She's got class, she's dignified, everyone sees her natural beauty, but she carries herself so well. And she is a person of few words. She gets right to the point. There's no embellishment. And what you're going to see here is a side of her that I have never seen in the 4 years that she was the first lady. And here she is again, her husband with his head nearly shot off. And I'm going to play for you what she is saying to the public. And she had this announcement played on Harris Faulkner on Fox, but it's also available at Melania Trump on X, former Twitter. Okay, here we go.
To end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. And I'm in shock here at this. I truly am. I'm in absolute stunned disbelief. I have never seen her that way. And you know what? Think about your spouse. What kind of emotionality would you have if you knew the Secret Service has done the things they've done? And you know what's happening here? Retirements are happening all over the place. They're either announced or they're already in process. These people got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. It's 1963 all over again, but these people failed. And if you think this is Thomas Crooks, oh, we're making progress now on the encrypted accounts. Give me a break. He did not have encrypted accounts that the FBI says they can't break around the world, totaling millions of dollars. That's just not true. That is not true. They're building the persona. He's the Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't believe he fired a shot. And the Secret Service was told to stand down. That's the only excuse. Local police was telling, hey, 52 minutes before Trump's to come on stage, why was he allowed to come out with this guy on the roof? And they knew it. And the police officer was injured, pulled himself up to the roof and looked at him, had the gun pointed at him, and he fell to the ground and sprained his ankle. I mean, we know all this is true, and we know this is an inside job. They wanted Donald Trump dead, and they're doing the bidding of the deep state. And that was Cheadle. It's the present guy that's in charge, Roe, and now the master of operations. He's resigning. I mean, excuse me, retiring with full benefits. Man, oh man, why isn't Congress getting that clown before them? This was a coup d'etat assassination attempt with the complicity of the Secret Service, just like John Kennedy, and with the cover up of the FBI, just like John Kennedy. Like I said, I've said it many times. I am shocked they did the Kennedy playbook because there's just too many ways that people gather information today. You know, there were a couple of photos. By the way, the FBI went to Dealey Plaza after Kennedy was shot and they seized all the cameras they could find, but they didn't get Marianne Mormons, and she gave us who the real assassin was. And if I get enough requests, I'll come out and I'll break this down for you. You go, could you do that, Dave? I can tell you who the guy on the grassy knoll was. I can show you the enhanced version of the blow up of the photo. I can give you all of that. I don't know if people even care anymore. But the thing is if it wasn't for Marianne Mormon shoving that camera, the horror that she felt as she took the picture across in the grassy knoll where the fatal headshot was fired, one for her putting it in there. And if it wasn't for Gary Mack and an Eastman Kodak employee and some other people, Robert Gruden, who snuck it out of Time Life, who had bought up all the video and stuff, and you put their work together, I could tell you who was on the grassy knoll, who fired the fatal headshot, and the kind of bullet he used, and why they had to lose the brain. But another story for another time. We are really looking at a bunch of nonsense here. This is a major cover-up, and I don't think members of Congress understand that their lives could be in danger if they push too hard. Well, over 300 people who had remote and close association with events surrounding the assassination or directly involved in the assassination, they're dead. They died within 2 years. Dead men tell no tales. And I'm telling you, these people in the deep state, they have no one that's out of bounds. Here they tried to kill a former president, the leading candidate to become the next president, and they tried to kill him. And yeah, Cheadle, I'm calling you out. It's my belief that you were involved, you knew to stand down. Roe, you knew to stand down, okay? And all these other clowns that are now being put on leave and retiring. Yeah, it's one big cover up. And Bongino says he's going to come out with major revelations. I could kind of guess where they're going to go, but he'll give you details I don't have. Why? Because he's in that world. He knows people who work in that world because he worked in that world himself. And his stuff is really good. But this thing with Melania Trump, she knows. She knows who did it. Trump knows who did it. And there's going to be hell to pay if he's elected. And this is why they got to try to kill him again. They're going to try to kill him again. There's no doubt in my mind. I believe that Bongino would say Hodges is absolutely right. They're going to try again because if Trump manages to overcome the cheating, the jail, the assassinations, all that crap, and gets in, guess what's going to happen to these criminals who participated? But here's what you don't know. I've covered part one of who the deep state is. A naval intelligence officer calls them the council. Okay. And I'm going to go through and give the second half of what he talks about. And I'm going to do that tomorrow. And we're going to go through his online publication and I'm going to show you some of the key elements. But then he stays domestic, and that's fine. That's fine. His interest was domestic. But I'm telling you, there's domestic people on his list that are involved with international organizations, a lot of them connected to the military industrial complex. Surprise, surprise. And I'm going to bring that in a part three, where I'm going to use complementary data to compare to this work, which by the way is stellar, and I'll be telling you how to get a copy of all this as well too. But they know, Melania and Donald Trump know who tried to kill him. I am really sure that I know who's involved with these three organizations, and I've mentioned all of them previously. And then when this work came out called the Council, I think it's called the Department of Just Us. Yeah, that's it, Department of Just Us. There were no surprises in there for me. A lot of surprises for the public. And this guy's getting no press. And his work is outstanding. So we're gonna go there. We're gonna go there. We're gonna blow the lid off of this because here's what I said. People used to ask me. I used to go on speaking tours in the 90s after the JFK movie with Oliver Stone and Jim Mars as the screen consultant, the late Jim Mars, good friend of mine. Sparked an interest in the American public where 90% knew it was a conspiracy. That was what the poll said. And so I used to be kind of an in-demand guy. And this is before I was in the media and so forth and doing what I'm doing now. I was working in academia and coaching, and I was happy, but I got pulled into this. I had an interest, got to know Jim, and I was an on-demand speaker for a lot of organizations. And I'd be damned if I didn't learn a lot. And I made this statement. And I said this, I was on, I forget what it was, a CBS affiliate in Houston. Dave, you think it'll happen again? No. Why do you do it now, Dave, after all these years? 30 years has gone by and Kennedy's been dead. And why would you do this? Well, I'll tell you why. So it doesn't happen again. Because if people can conspire to kill a president, or in this case, a presidential candidate, we no longer have a representative government. We have a deep state. Select them, not elect them. And when the selections get out of line, we kill them. Or we frame them, as was the case with Richard Nixon and Watergate. Listen, I'm no Nixon apologist. I'm not a fan of his, but he got framed into a no-win situation in Watergate because he was pulling out of Vietnam. And they didn't like his wage and price controls. Kamala, are you paying attention? Yeah. So they took him out of office. They couldn't kill another president that close together. Because that would have really drawn the ire. And the deep state is involved. And there are three deep state operations and organizations I'm going to identify. And some of these people that are identified in this report I'm referencing are involved in these three organizations. I'll drop a clue. The Cheneys. At least Dick. Yeah. At least Dick Cheney. If he wasn't involved, he knew who was. The same with 9/11. The stories about him and 9/11 just won't go away, and for good reason. And with daughter Lizzie, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it? J6, friends with Cheadle. Oh my goodness. The FBI agent, deputy director, sitting behind Trump, right? Texting, and yeah, I've shown that video. She's friends with the Cheneys too. Liz, in particular, J6 assistance in identifying suspects. I'm just giving you a teaser, folks, because that's going to get a lot bigger. And I'm going to blow the lid off of this unless someone beats me to it. Mangino will have his own take. He'll have better stuff from the inside than I could ever hope to get. But I've been on these organizations for a long time because it was the deep state through of that day, through the CIA, 1963, and to the mafia, which we know they worked with when they were the OSS in World War II. And they hired the mafia to root out German spies and capture or kill them. And so they also tried to use the mafia to kill Castro, right? So we know about that association. And then from the CIA, it went to the mafia, American mafia, and also Canadian mafia in that Northeast corridor, Toronto, New York, and so forth. And then it went to the Corsican mafia. In Marseille, France, the old movie with Gene Hackman, The French Connection, that's the mafia that I'm talking about. And that's where you went in 1963 if you needed white assassins in the South. And that's what they did. And this is anything I haven't talked about before, but most of you probably have never heard this. I'm telling you this much as teasing information because, the thing about me, I don't care about ratings. I don't care about numbers. I don't care about views and hits. I'm surprised my Rumble channel is not growing faster with subscribers than it is. I'm not complaining. I love Rumble. I'm just surprised it's not happening because on the podcast radio side, yeah, we're blowing up like a nuclear bomb. So I'm kind of surprised at that. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is I know the assassination business. I lectured on this, oh gosh, probably 20 years. And when it became not popular with organizations, history professors and teachers would have me come and talk about it. And I even put together a video with it, and I used clips of already existing material. And it was a pretty damning case in terms of who really did it. The cover-up's in effect right now, but it's a really crappy one. Cheadle and Roe are just stupid. In 1963, they were smart enough to lose Kennedy's brain because it had to do with the kind of bullet that hit him that wouldn't have matched the gun associated with Oswald. Oswald didn't shoot, but regardless, they couldn't have framed Oswald if that bullet would have come out in the autopsy and the bullet hole in the brain would have been analyzed properly. So they just had to lose it. And the guys doing the autopsy had never done a gunshot autopsy before. Humes and Pitzer never had done an autopsy. And when they were done, they burned their notes. Now you're thinking they got away with that? Well, yeah, they got away with it. These ass clowns aren't even smart enough to get away with it. They're not. And I'm telling you, if Trump gets in office, he's going to have someone in charge of the FBI, the CIA, and they're going after these people. These people know they're in trouble. This is why they have to try to kill him again. I hope you've gained something from this. It's a subject near and dear to my heart. I believe that Donald Trump right now is the only hope America has to get a foothold to fight back against this communist coup we've gone through. It's not a victory if he gets elected. It gives us a chance to win if we can keep him out of prison and keep him upright and breathing. All hands on deck, people. It's time to get involved. The future of you and your kids, how you're going to live, if you're going to live, it's in the balance right now. We are entering the danger zone. When Kamala Harris had well-prepared lines that made Trump angry and he took the bait, okay, his substance was still better than her substance. And the middle of the road, independent voters that were undecided are moving to Trump. They're in trouble and they know it. And now they have to ascertain, can they cheat enough? And this is why I'm hoping everyone will flood the RNC, look it up, challenge yourself, and send emails and communications to Laura Trump. Get off your wonderful derriere, because she shows it off all the time with selfies. Get out there and organize ballot protectors. The ballot boxes need to be under video surveillance from now until the election. Volunteer to help. Become a poll watcher. Because Trump won't lose if we can limit the cheating. We'll see you back here next time.